Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I am so happy to be here with you today. It is September 27th, and I hope that wherever you are, you're having a great day, whether you are joining us live or via archive. We have a great show for you today. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. We are going to be talking about what's happening for all of us in this brand new energy cycle, new season. And Elizabeth, as always, has some great info about what's happening in the stars. And I'm going to share some angel messages and get something warm to drink, get comfy, and get ready for the inside scoop for the Libra cycle. For those of you who are brand new to the show, Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my great pleasure to welcome her back to the show. Thanks for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Christy, and hello to all the listeners. Welcome back, you guys. And sorry, we skipped a week there. We were ready to go. And, you know, that's the nature of things lately, right? You know, just things can change and shift. And so now, yay, we're actually officially in the autumn of 2017 for all the people in the Northern Hemisphere. And I can't even get my mind around it being spring in the other half of the world, but if you're listening from there, hello and happy spring. We're in it. We made it.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. And the sun on the 22nd moved into the cardinal air sign of Libra. So all you Libras, happy birthday. And you want to talk about the, you want me to share a little bit, Christy, about like kind of what's this cycle? What's going on? What are those little planets up to?
Absolutely. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, good. And then you guys, Christy has some angel messages as well. So we'll get to you all of this, but you know, just to give you a heads up of the energy that we move into, we do this show once a month when the sun changes signs. So that's the sun sign that most of you will identify as, you know, when you say I'm a Leo or a Virgo, that's what we're talking about, where the sun was when you were born. And so right now it has just moved into Libra. That is a cardinal air sign, as we were talking about. So we kind of get to the place of cardinal energies have to do with initiation, beginnings. It's a kind of a launch button, so to speak. And it's also, we take into consideration the modality or the element. The cardinal is the modality, and the element is earth, air, fire, or water. And this one is air. So sort of mental stimulation, the intellect, those realms. Now, the sun just got there, and a little hard to describe on radio, but I put the charts. I do a monthly video as well. And what struck me about the beginning of this cycle is how much is still hanging back there in Virgo. So when this cycle starts, we still have lots of Virgo energy. Venus just moved into Virgo. Mercury is in Virgo. And Mars is in Virgo. So that's quite a lot to be hanging out in the previous sign. We usually have one or two little planets hanging back, but that's quite a lot. So one thing that will be emphasized is the Mars aspect, because it's staying in Virgo all the way until October 22nd. So pretty much, you know, the whole Libra cycle, we have this strong Martian influence in Virgo. So one thing that I like to do is break it down and go, well, if a lot's kind of hanging out in one area, what is that helping us with, and what does that sign help with? So for the Virgo energies, we talk about that is a mutable energy. So we're still with the clearings and the, you know, just some of the very last of that, you know, mutable cross stuff that we've been going through since 2015, but it's also an earth sign. But the key thing about Virgo is that it is great for analyzing, for organizing, for getting details together, and it also rules our health and daily routines. So, you know, one of the messages that I got very strongly about this cycle is that it's going to be really, you really have this almost extended, kind of like when you didn't buy something on sale and they're like, oh, but we extended this promotion. Mine is, you know, if you really, you know, are trying to get into your, get your fall on, get your autumn, you know, heading towards the finish line of the end of the year, and there are things you want to do, Mars is giving you this opportunity to bring them into daily practice, because that's another thing that Virgo rules, is our daily routine. And so just kind of know that the thing of, you know, setting little daily priorities or goals for yourself is really helped right now, because the planets will move out of there. We have Mercury moving on the 29th, and we have Venus leaving there on the 14th of October. But Mars will hang back for pretty much, you know, this cycle. So to really, you know, if that's helpful to some of you. And, you know, and then the other thing that's really important about them, I think there'll be like wild cheering and celebration, is when Mars leaves, we're done with the Virgo stuff.
Yay!
Yes, and I'm not saying that to pick on any Virgos, but you know, that's just another big piece of all this energy coming off the mutable crosses. You know, where we had those squares last year. This is another big, big shift, you know, because now we're just down to Neptune in Pisces and Saturn in Sag. Now, Saturn is at those highest degrees, and it's in Sag where I don't like it, in terms of, you know, bringing all this strife about fanaticism. Everybody thinks they're right, and we can't all be right, you know. And then, of course, it's getting a trine from radical Uranus, all fired up at the very end of Aries. So, you know, but the good thing is, after these planets move out of Virgo, it really takes, it's like turning down the heat on the stove, and it just, wow, where you think things were boiling over, it's like, whew, wow, yeah, kettle cannot whistle when the heat comes down. And then on December 19th, when we get Saturn out of there for, you know, and Saturn moves into Capricorn, then it's even better. And the other thing too, so we, those are our, you know, those things that are working around this, but I also want to emphasize, we have in the Libra arena itself, the sun, as we talked about, just moved there. Mercury's moving in there, I guess this is Friday, and it'll just be there a couple weeks because it's up to full speed, and then Venus on the 14th. Now, that can be really helpful when we're going through these tougher aspects, and because everything in Libra is opposed to anything in Aries, can we say Uranus? We're going to have those oppositions, and we're going to get, you know, some squares to Pluto. So, you know, some of that cardinal cross stuff that we had, you know, 2012 to 2015, we'll see vestiges of, or feel vestiges of, these big societal, you know, conflicts and things that are playing out. And if you guys remember the history of it, the Pluto, let me say this right, the Uranus-Pluto connections started in the 60s as an exact conjunction, a series of those between 64 and 66. But of course, we didn't see the really crazy times. We think of 68, right? Probably is like the hottest point, you know, and of course, protests and so forth spilled over into the early 70s, and maybe, you know, some would say mid 70s, but then it kind of, you know, not that protests went away, but it was just not nearly at that boiling point. Well, we're seeing a similar thing now, where we had the Pluto Uranus squares from 2012 to 2015, and you're going, oh, great, it's over 2015. No, you know, that what we're experiencing in when we hit cardinal points will bring out some of that. And interestingly enough, tomorrow we have an opposition between Jupiter, which is finishing out its run of Libra, which we'll talk about in a second, and Uranus, that, you know, wild card, society shaping, you know, innovative planet, you know, that really radically changes things in Aries, you know, and Aries doesn't want to wait for anything. So that's a big shift, and that happens to be on the same day that Pluto goes direct. So, you know, it all is kind of related. And what the Libra energies, while they are definitely playing into the cardinal shift, what they remind us of is harmony and consideration of the other. So we can really utilize them to look at any of the conflicts going on around us and, it, you know, at least try to understand the other person's point of view, or, you know, oh, what's this person's experience? How might this person be seeing the situation? Or, you know, it's the sign of partnership, so we can make it even more personal. And so anybody having, you know, relationships that are having conflicts, you can go ahead and, you know, walk in the other man's shoes or woman's shoes, so to speak. And that's what Libra brings us every year, is this month-long sort of gift to reflect on other, to get out of the me space long enough to think about the we space, you know, and you know, really, it's amazing shift that happen for us if we can even start to do that as a mental exercise, because we get out of our story, you know, just long enough to get into someone else's, and we may have this piece of information, something we were truly blind to, you know, come to us just from going, oh, now I didn't even realize, you know, I did that or was doing that, you know, just something like that, how someone else may observe it. So it's just, you know, it's one of those cycles that's really helpful. And the other big news is Jupiter changing signs, but I know that you have angel messages, so that was a lot to get at the beginning. But let's do angels, and then we'll do whatever time we'll talk about Jupiter moving into Scorpio.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. All right, you guys. So along with all of Elizabeth's amazing information and messages for us, we do have some angel messages for this cycle from Archangel Raphael, whose name means God heals. And the color associated with Raphael is that beautiful emerald green. And some stones that are connected to his energy are emeralds, which makes perfect sense, as well as malachite. And the astrological sign that he's affiliated with, actually all of them, he oversees all. So some themes we find associated with Raphael include healing, including those who feel guided to work in a healing or helping profession, travel, soulmates, and often Raphael works with Michael to help people clear and heal away fear, tension, and stressors within their lives and environment. So Raphael showed me a series of images about this cycle, and I'm going to explain them to you and then share some specific messages that he had for all of us at this time. So the first thing that I was shown was this image of summer, and specifically the heat, literally heat radiating off the ground. And the message was that during the heat of summer, things were flying high, they were hot, and things were up in the air, which created this ripple effect in the way that people were feeling. And I saw a lot of pressure and tension inside of people's bodies as well as in their minds, almost like a pressure cooker. And there was this overall intensity happening. And I saw an image of physical heat and then an image of an acupuncturist releasing heat from the body so that the body could come back into balance. And if you've ever gone to acupuncture, you know that moving heat out of the body helps it to come back to balance, just similar to if you've ever had a fever and maybe when you were a kid, your mom or dad or somebody tried to help get your fever down by cooling you so that your body could come back to balance. Same idea. So with all of that, there was a big message that by moving into the autumn season, there will be a strong sense of releasing heat, pressure, tension, and confusion, and moving into a cooler and more manageable state. And I was shown this feeling of coming back into the body, where before it felt almost like because of all the tension, people felt uncomfortable in their body or even out of their body. And at this time, we're going to feel like it's easier to think more clearly and become aware of ourselves, our immediate surroundings, and be more aware of others. I was then shown this image of a green cell, and to me it looks really similar to aloe vera gel being rubbed onto a sunburn, helping to cool and soothe any of the hot energies that we've been experiencing on a personal level and a collective level. And it feels like a palpable shift and a quieting of energy. And if you've ever put aloe vera on a sunburn, you can feel it. It literally starts to cool and just like help to ease the ache or pain or heat from that burn. I saw a clear message about being aware of any ideas or areas of the body or of health in general that we're being guided to pay attention to. So this can be anything that you're personally receiving a message about or even like thinking about, and it can include things like food, exercise, any kind of healthy shift, cleaning out like your air quality, any of those kinds of things. There's a big message about being aware of that right now. Then I saw this energy that looked almost like a cartoon cloud gently blowing wind under our feet, so kind of falling behind us and blowing. And the message is that it's asking us to get moving and to pick up our feet on the things that may have been set down or that we've been dragging our feet on over the summer. So I was shown things like lists, daily action, and getting things done. And I see this as being very important, not only to help with forward motion and a rebalancing, but also with health and well-being. So I'm seeing that they work hand in hand. As things get done on your list, you reduce stress, you feel more balanced, and you have more energy to get other things done. So these two aspects actually work in partnership with one another, this cycle. And I also saw that it's important to take stock of what is and what isn't working, and to clear those things away. There's a big message about asking for help from others and then also offering your help where you can. And a big message about starting where you're standing and beginning with your own body and then moving outward, so to speak. So sometimes what happens is that people feel very overwhelmed with all the things they feel need to get done, and that can actually create more challenges or procrastination or even feeling like frozen. So start where you're standing and starting with your own self. It feels like a really big cycle of things getting done, things getting handled, but simultaneously there's a sense of calm, grounding, and really sharp focus, which feels like a really nice reprieve from the summer. It feels like a really nice welcome change from all the upheaval that we've experienced, and it's imperative to do the work. And if you need help, feel stuck, or any of those things, the big message is don't wait until you feel better about it, and don't wait until you feel like, oh, tomorrow I might feel better. Ask for support now. And if this isn't your natural strong space, like some people are naturally great at doing these kinds of things, if it's not your natural strength, that's okay. It's not a judgment. Just ask for help so that you can work with the energy this cycle. And the message from Archangel Raphael says, please know that I'm here for you if you feel guided to work with me. I can help you to understand what you're being guided to do at this time, and I can help bring support people into your world to help you. We can work together in any way you feel guided. Please just ask me to support you, and I'll be there. You'll notice my telltale signs of gentle support, encouragement, and gentle nudging. I'll bring green light to soothe and comfort you, and will guide you in moving forward in the ways that are right for you. If you'd like to work with me during dream time, I'm happy to do that too. I'm here. You're not alone. Taking care of your body and making room for quiet, balance, and time outdoors is of great importance at this time. It will help you to let down from the pressures and stress. It will help you to think more clearly. And that's what I have for this cycle.
Wow, very nice. Very nice. I love it. And so, like as usual, you know, we don't compare notes beforehand, but it those things match up so very much in terms of, you know, the Virgo taking care of those
Absolutely.
Daily routines. And then also sort of this is a new beginning, which is what the cardinal elements represent. And the other, you know, piece of it, and I think this will help people just to know that this is a very transformational cycle, you know, and as you're putting those together, you're going to feel very different a month from now. Like you'll really be able to feel that sense like, oh my God, it really did calm down, or things really did start to fall into place. And one of the aspects around that is the fixed energy that's coming online. You know, we talked about it when the node shifted back in May, into Leo and Aquarius. Well, during this cycle on the 10th, Jupiter moves into Scorpio, and next May, Uranus will move on into Taurus. So we will have, you know, a full cross with the fixed signs, which we haven't had that in like years, you know. Sorry, a little music in the background. So we really never know when a flute's coming in, right? I kind of like that. So we haven't dealt with that in a really long time. But one positive thing about the fixed energy is it does bring that certainty. You know, when we think of things that are fixed, you know, set in stone, or dependable, reliable. And I think after all the flux, you know, particularly of the mutable thing, that's going to feel really nice. And we'll start to get a sense of that even more so. And this is Jupiter, who we love. You know, Jupiter's our happy, friendly planet, bringing the gifts and all of that. So the Scorpios, you know, you have your you know, and where you have anyone looks at their chart and says, where's my what's in Scorpio? You can sort of see how Jupiter is going to interplay with that. But for Scorpio rising, Scorpio moon, Scorpio sun, it's definitely a plus and something that's trying to help you out. And I think that the only caveat I would add is, you know, of course, Scorpio is Pluto ruled. So when you bring some expansion in from Jupiter, you know, whatever we're still clearing out, the muck, the underworld, the stuff that, you know, where Scorpio isn't afraid to go. Right before this show, I noticed our governor here in Texas, he is cracking down big time and putting a lot of our resources. And it was literally just one of those headlines you see, but it was like a pimp who it was really violent to the worker, if we want to call her. And the governor was just like, no, we're cracking down on the sex traffickers. And it's a really heavy topic and all of that. But that's exactly what Scorpio isn't afraid to look at, you know, and it says we have this, you know, seedy underworldly stuff going on and we got to bring light to it to bring the healing in, because Scorpio is ultimately about purification and shamanism. It's about healing. So we bring these things up from the dark, dark places so that there is a lot of healing. So I think you'll see a lot of that over this next year while Jupiter does this transit of Scorpio. So, you know, that's kind of on a bigger stage, but in the more immediate for the people who have the strong Scorpio placements in their charts, it really is a lot of blessings and a lot of goodness where you have been putting in the work, and it's sort of like you should be, you know, getting the sort of payout, you know what I mean? So a good aspect for us, and it does take some of the pressure off the cardinal cross, which I think, again, you know, we're ready to see some of that calm down as well. So just it really interplays with your messages, Christy, and the messages from the angels of, like, we've been through a lot of tumult and a lot of shifts. But things can start to settle down. And of course, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we will feel those cooler temperatures, which is always so refreshing. So, you know, that's a lot of what's happening with the planets this cycle.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you so much. I'm excited for this new cycle. It does feel like, no pun intended, a breath of fresh air. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, how can...
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, it really is. When I think of where we'll land when we get to winter solstice, with Saturn being done, literally, like, at the solstice, it's like, yay! I mean, it really is. Oh, it's just a big shift of a season. A lot will change, and I think...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I know that you talked about it a little bit, but you have a brand new video with even more information about the cycle. How can people see your video and connect with you for a private session?
You can come. You guys can come to Elizabeth.
It looks like our connection is getting a little bit fuzzy. for those of you who would like to work with Elizabeth. Oops, are you there, Elizabeth?
Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
No, it's okay.
I want to talk about your site too, young lady.
Okay. Thank you. So if you would like to schedule a reading or have some energy work or coaching with me, you are welcome to come over to my website, which is KristyMAyala.com, KristyMAyala.com, and you'll see opportunity to opt in for a free newsletter, and you get goodies, you get a free MP3 download, as well as discount codes when you join, and I would just love to connect with you if you feel guided to work with me, and there's lots of info on there, blogs and other support tools, and yeah, I'd love to connect with you. Thank you so much, everyone, for always being here with us. We love offering you guys support and insight as we move through these cycles together. And, gosh, just can't thank you enough for being here. And, Elizabeth, as always, thank you so much for all the work and research that you put in every single month and for taking the time to do the show every month.
It's absolutely a pleasure, and thank you for taking the time to channel the angel messages. And I know a lot of people, they catch this show on a rebroadcast or an archive. They can listen when they want, and they go, "Yeah, the thing that you guys are talking about." And so I hope that it's of a lot of service to people. And I think the thought I would leave people with is, you know, in Texas, obviously, in other places, we've had disasters, and focus on the people who just jumped in and helped, because it's such an affirmation. So Libra, to not be worried about me, but to just jump in and help others. And so I think that's just a nice energy that came out of so much, and just that we can do these things and work together. So, yeah, happy Libra cycle.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you again for joining us. We're wishing you a wonderful cycle, fantastic day, sending you so much love, and we will see you for the next show. Thank you. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.